You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hello there. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode. A question for you. What does success mean to you? What does success mean to you? How would you know that you're successful? What does success mean? It's an interesting one, isn't it? Often when I ask people, are you successful? They go, oh, no, not yet. Do you know what success means for you? Well, yeah, it's a difficult one. I mean, success would be, I don't know. And then they rattle off things like maybe having a lovely house or a good job or £1 million in the bank or whatever it is that success means to them in that sort of context. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that I'd like to share with you, and I'd like you to take away from today's episode. Success is more than having a lovely house or a beautiful partner or a great job or a fabulous car or taking lots of holidays or having loads of money in the bank or any of those things. Any of those things can be success, for sure. But success is more than that. And that's part of our problem with success. Because for so many of us, we see success as being this big end goal to achieve. And we focus all our attention and invest all our emotion in that big end goal. Oh, I will be happy when I'm successful, and I'll be successful when I've got all of those, whatever it is that you feel success means for you. But that's not necessarily success. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't strive for a wonderful partnership or a lovely house, or you shouldn't strive to have holidays if that's your thing. Absolutely go for it. But what I'd like you to bear in mind is that is not the only thing that success is. And when we appreciate that success isn't one single thing, it makes it so much easier for us to become successful and to be successful. Because, I mean, what is success? Well, success, fundamentally success, is simply setting out to do something and achieving it. It's achieving something you set out to do. That is success. That's what success is. If you set out to do something and you achieve it, you have a success. Wait a minute, Keith. So are you saying that if I decide I'm going to go down to the local shop and buy a pint of milk and a loaf of bread because I've run out, and I go down there and I buy those and I come back, are you telling me that I'm successful? Well, yes. Yes, I am. You set out to achieve something. You achieved it. That, by definition, is a successful outcome. You have succeeded. It is success. And that's the thing about success. Success doesn't have to be this big, huge end goal for us to attempt to achieve at some point. We put all our effort into focusing on that success, and until we're successful, we're successful many, many times every day. But we just don't recognize it because we don't see that as being successful. So why is this important? Why is it important that we should recognize these other things as, or recognize these smaller steps as being success? As a friend of mine, Brad Burton, puts it in one of his slides, and I've seen him present this many times, and he's absolutely right. He says, success breeds confidence. Confidence breeds success. Success breeds confidence. Confidence breeds success. I hope you won't mind me stealing that phrase from him. He's stolen some of mine before. It's all good. There is nothing original. When you think about it, we all create stuff and build off each other. That's what life's about. But success breeds confidence. Confidence breeds success. The more successful you are, the more confident you become. The more confident you are, the more successful you become. And let's break that down. If you set out to do something and you're full of doubts, you're thinking, oh, I don't know if I could do this. It's really difficult. It's very hard. I probably couldn't succeed in this. I'm probably going to screw it up. How likely are you to succeed in whatever it is that you're attempting? Probably not very. Because you're thinking you're going to screw it up. You're not very confident about it. Chances are you're not going to do a particularly good job of it. And even if you do complete it, it's probably not going to be to your liking, because you're going to be thinking of a lot of different ways in which you could have done it better. However, think of a situation where you set out to do something and you knew you could do it. You were confident you could do it. You're going to have a much greater chance of success, right? Because that confidence enables you or helps you to be more successful. Partly because coming from a confident mindset means you're more likely to succeed. You're more likely to overlook the little setbacks. And you're not going to allow them to stop you. You're going to build upon them. And also because that success is coming from a place of knowing you can do it because you've done it before. You know what to do. Therefore, this time, you should be able to do it. And we think about driving a car. If you've never driven a car before in your life, and you set out to drive a journey from one end of the country to the other, probably not going to be that successful. Probably not going to be that confident about your chances of succeeding unaided either. To be fair, if you are confident that you're going to do it, well, that is being overconfident because you don't have the skills to do it if you've never done it before. So you're probably going to be rather nervous and think, oh, can't do this. And you're probably right. On the other hand, if you've been driving for many, many years, the thought of that journey, yeah, can do that. How do you know? Well, I've done it many times before. Do you think you could do it? Yeah, I'm confident I could do that journey. And you're going to be a lot more successful. Now, it's not just the confidence that makes you successful, but confidence is a big boost on helping us to be successful. We've got the confident mindset. We know we can do this. There will be setbacks on the way, but we know we can overcome those setbacks. And we can find ways to overcome them so we don't allow those setbacks to hold us back and to stop us. Whereas if we lack the confidence, if we're thinking, yeah, you know, I can't do this, and we hit an obstacle, hit a hurdle, hit a setback, our immediate reaction is, yeah, see, told you I couldn't do it. Might as well give up. I knew I couldn't do it. And that's proof. Confidence breeds success, and success breeds confidence. The two are interlinked, intertwined. The more successful you are, the more confident you become. The more confident you are, the more successful you become. Which is why it's important to recognize all of our successes and indeed to take time out to celebrate all of our successes. Celebrate every success. What do I mean by celebrate success? Well, think of it this way. I mean, if suppose you have a major, I mean, you might be at work and your whole department's got a major, major project, a huge deadline, and this is worth millions to the company, and you all work really hard. You bring it in on time, on schedule, on budget. It meets the customer's requirements. Brilliant success. You go out and celebrate. Maybe their managers give you a bonus, or maybe you go out for a meal and a night out to celebrate, right? You're celebrating your success. Now, I don't mean you should go for a night out to celebrate every time you pop down to the shops and get a loaf of bread and a pint of milk. Would get a little bit crazy. But on the other hand, it's important to recognize every success and to celebrate it, even if it is simply taking a moment out to go, you know what? I did that. Yes. And to recognize that you succeeded.
Now, this spot could be featuring you. There are three different levels at which you can sponsor. We've got a bronze level, where you get to sponsor 1 month's worth of episodes of the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. You get your advert played in this part of the show. You get mentioned in the show notes. And you also get mentioned in most of the social media promo for those episodes. Or we got the silver level where you get all of that. Plus, you get sponsorship of the 5-Minute Meditation podcast as well. So you get promoted in 8 lots of show notes, 8 lots of promos. And you get mentioned with a link on the sponsorship page on the website. Or there's the top one, the gold level, where you get all of that. Plus, you get a guest blog on the KeithBlakeMoreNoble.com website. Plus, we'll record a special bonus episode of the Keith Blake Noble Radio Show featuring you. 3 different levels, whichever one you want, it's up to you. Just go to KeithBlakeMoreNoble.com/show/support to find out more. And you could be our next sponsor in this spot. Now, where were we?
Celebrate each and every success that you have. There's a few reasons for this. It's all to do with helping the mindset. There's several reasons why this works. One is the whole success breeds confidence, confidence breeds success, and the more successful we become, the more confident we become, more confident we become, more successful we become. Not just in the thing that we're doing, but that confidence helps us and grows in other areas as well. So if we generally have a track record of succeeding, we're more likely to be more confident about succeeding even if we undertake something new. It stands to reason, right? Let's take driving. We learn to drive. We're really good at driving. We know that we can jump in the car, take whatever journey it is we want to do. We know we're going to be successful at that. We know we master this. We know we can master it, which means if we then undertake learning something new, we know, because we have a proven track record of learning and doing well and succeeding, we know we could learn this new thing, which gives us that bit more confidence about this new uncharted territory, which makes us more likely to be successful. So celebrate all of our successes. Now, what I'd like to invite you to do is have a think. And celebrate successes. Some people say celebrate goals. When you succeed, well, the clue's in the name there. When you succeed in achieving a goal, it's a success. Celebrate it. So how can you figure out how to celebrate? Well, what you could do is kind of maybe get a piece of paper and write down 20 different things that could be celebrations, ranging from going on holiday. That would be a pretty big celebration, which would be deserving of celebrate. Oh, well, that's a rubbish way of saying it. That would be a pretty big celebration, which would require a big success to deserve that celebration. However, there are also smaller things you can have. Even if it's something like buy yourself a favorite book, or buy yourself a favorite chocolate, or buy yourself a favorite DVD, or whatever. Or if it's something as simple as, you know what, I'm going to spring clean the house this week. And when I get it all done this weekend, I'm going to reward myself by whatever it is that you like. It could be I'm going to reward myself by having a nice quiet night in with a takeaway, drink, good book. I'm just going to chill and enjoy it. For example, I mean, there are some people thinking, well, that's a celebration. I would hate that. In which case, don't have that as your celebration. But have different levels of things that you can use to celebrate. And then when you undertake tasks, when you do things sufficiently large, take time out to celebrate. What about the smaller things? The smaller things like, yay, I've got all the dishes done. Everything's all tidied up. Nice. I'm not going to go out on the tiles and celebrate, but what you can do is actually take that time out and go, just for a few seconds, and hey, you know what? I've done that. Yep, all done nicely. It worked. Yes. And that is a really, really key part for all successes. Anytime you have a success, celebrate it. Recognize that what you've done is successful. Actually, tell yourself this. Remind yourself, yay. That was successful. I'm successful. I have succeeded. I am successful. Yes. Because the more we do this, we're training our mind to spot and recognize our successes. Why is that important? Well, we've had the whole success breeds confidence, da 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 da. There's more to it than that. You see, we as humans, We're a crazy mix of all sorts of stuff, of highs, of lows, of good, of bad, of success, of failure, the lot. And think of anybody who's highly successful in whatever their field is, they will have a huge trail of failures in that field on the way to where they are. Do they let those failures hold them back? No. They use those failures to spur them on, and they also recognize their successes in their field. So the reason I mention that is all of us have successes and failures. So often, however, we're so busy we go from success to success to success to success without pausing even for a moment to recognize we've completed something successfully. But we do something wrong. Oh, we stop. We berate ourselves. We tell ourselves off. We go on about how rubbish we are. Oh, I can't believe I messed that up. God, I am absolutely rubbish. Beat ourselves up about it and take time out to really exaggerate the magnitude of our failure. Interesting. You know that you get the behavior you reward, right? Get the behavior that you reward. Excuse me. When we just go from success to success to success, we don't really reward our successes. We ignore them. But when we have a failure and we take time out and we really focus on it, in effect, we're kind of rewarding that failure in a bizarre, weird, roundabout way. But the more important thing is the more that you focus on something, the more of that you're likely to get. It has been said that where attention goes, energy flows and results will show. Where you focus your attention is where your energy is going to go, and you're going to get more of that. So if you keep focusing on your failures, you're going to get more failures. Also, what it means is when we are undertaking something new, our mind will kind of look back over everything that we've done. If you're looking for failures, you will find plenty of evidence of failures. Which means if you're thinking, oh, I bet I've messed this up. I mean, let's have a look. Oh, all those other times I messed up. Look, I just messed up that and that and that and that. Oh, I'm bound to mess this up. You're probably going to mess it up because you've spotted all those failures. However, if you were to look back for times where you succeeded, you will also find plenty of times when you succeed. So you're about to undertake something new. You think, oh, you know what? I bet I can do this. And your mind looks back over the success, looks for evidence of successes. You will find lots of evidence of successes, which will then boost your confidence. Now, by celebrating your successes, you make it even easier for your unconscious mind to recognize successes. The more you celebrate your successes, the more you will see your successes. And the more you see your successes, the more confident you will become, which in turn makes you even more successful. So even for basic, very, very simple things, take a moment, even if it's just a couple of seconds out, just to celebrate that success. There's some other episodes where we talk about success and these sorts of things. I'll pop them in the show notes as well, links to those, so you can check some of those out. And they've got some blog posts as well. I might pop some of those in as well, just to help fill in the background to this. But celebrate all of your successes. You can even anchor it in, which is basically a way of saying it. You can attach success to a particular action or phrase or whatever, which makes it even stronger. I mean, anchoring, that comes from all the work by Pavlov. Anton Pavlov. Does that name ring any bells? Yes, anchoring. For example, I know of salespeople who every time they have a successful call, they will pause and make a particular gesture. And one, for example, does a fist pump in the air. Yes! Does that same fist pump in that exact same way each time they make a success. What that does is it actually anchors in those feelings of success to the fist pump. So if they're about to make a call, they do the fist pump, brings back those feelings of success. So they're already feeling successful when they make the call, which increases the chances of making a successful call. Find something you can do. Yes, you know, take your fist and your arm down to your side. Yes! So every time you do something, just anchor it in with whatever it is. Rub your hand together in a particular way that you're not going to normally do. Whatever it is, pause. Even if it's just for a moment, just for a second or two, pause. When you've done something successful, pause. Say, remind yourself, I succeeded there. Yes, I'm a success. I am successful. Do this every time you succeed in something. It doesn't have to be a big, grand gesture. It could be something only you see. But what that will do is it'll train your mind to spot these successes. And the more successes you spot, the more confident you're going to become, which in turn is going to lead you on to more success. And remember, success doesn't have to be just the big mansion and the flashy car and the wonderful partner and the amazing holidays. Those are big successes. We can also have many, many, many smaller successes. Start thinking about everything that you do when you achieve it as being a success. Remind yourself, it's not a case of I am going to be successful when I dot, dot, dot. Remind yourself, I am successful. I am a success. Look at all the things I've achieved so far. All of these are my successes. I am successful. Success can be hundreds of different things. You'd have lots of successes each day. Your commute to work and back each day, for example. You get to work successfully. Yes, it's a success. I successfully got to work on time. Yes, it's not major, but it's still a success. It's still something not everybody does every time. Anytime you set out to do something, what's your criteria for success? When you hit that, celebrate it and remind yourself you are successful. You are a success. You might not have that mansion yet or that jet or whatever it is that big, grand success means to you. But that doesn't mean anything. You are successful day in, day out. Even if the only thing you succeeded in was getting out of bed, getting through the day, and getting back into bed at the end of the day. Even if that's the only thing you succeed in doing, it is a success. And I know there are days, there are times when for some people that is the only thing they achieve that day. And that is still an achievement when you're in that sort of position. Whatever you achieve is a success. Celebrate all your successes. Pause to make a note of your successes. If you're doubting that you're successful, if you're thinking, oh, I would screw things up, a challenge for you. Get yourself a nice little notebook and a pen. And each night when you go to bed, just before you go to sleep, think back over your day and write down three things that you succeeded in doing that day. There will be lots of things. Think of just three things that you succeeded in doing that day. Three times you were successful that day. Do that every day for a month. Try and pick different things each day, but do that every day for a month. That's going to train your mind to really start looking for and spotting your successes. It also means if you're having a day where you think, oh, I suck at everything, if you've kept that notebook up for a month, you've now got 90 examples of success in there. That's going to be worth a read when you're feeling maybe less successful than you want to be. Have a read of that. See all your successes. Celebrate your successes. Hopefully, that's given you a little food for thought. What do you think? What's your thoughts on it? Let me know. Please give me a comment. Give a like, a share, a subscribe. If you like this episode, do subscribe to it. Give us a review as well, wherever you catch this. Leave a review. That really does help. Share it with your friends. And come back for the next episode. A cracking guest for the next episode. Can't wait to see you there. In the meantime, take care, look after yourself, and remember to celebrate all of your successes. Bye for now.
You
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. To find out more, please visit KeithBlakemoreNoble.com.